Well, first of all, it's not a feeling, it's a fact. It has come to my attention from some of the supervisors of community employment schemes, which, as your listeners may know, are a very important back-to-work activation mechanism, and the schemes do an awful lot of good work throughout the whole country and all of our constituency here in Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal. Normally, the eligibility criteria is that people must be 12 months on social welfare, and then they qualify to apply and become a member of such a scheme, which allows them to get back into the working market. It has come to my attention, as I said, from some of the supervisors that preferential treatment has been afforded, most strangely, to Ukrainians, where they were being asked to be on social protection for just 9 months. And this obviously gave them an effective advantage over other people living in Ireland that are on social protection, and indeed other people that came here seeking international protection. So it's discriminatory in nature. It needs to be addressed. I know of no other EU country that in effect disadvantages either their own citizens or of those of other countries in respect of one particular nationality. So I brought it to the contention of the minister and asked for her, Minister Humphreys, to immediately revise the eligibility criteria to ensure that we approach these things with a spirit of absolute equality and fairness.
And Deputy McSherry, have you got a response back? I know that some time back you previously raised concerns about social welfare payments to Ukrainian refugees compared to other EU states. The government did subsequently take action in that regard. You'd be hopeful for a similar move this time round with this issue.
Yeah, I would. I mean, look, you know, it all comes down to the fact that we have not taken a strategic approach to the management of our immigration policy. This is the latest manifestation of that. Nobody is against immigration, but it must be done in an even-handed way, in line with the capacity that we have, and to ensure that we give people the best possible opportunity in line with our own processes and procedures and laws within here. At the beginning, and you've referred to it there, we were de facto marketing Ireland as a location for those seeking protection, particularly from the Ukraine, paying them very many multiples of what we were for people coming from Somalia and so on, or any other country. Thankfully, that has been rectified. This is the latest anomaly that has presented itself. It must be addressed, and I'd be continuing to pursue the minister until it is.